Oh, and she started live streaming on Twitch.
Welcome to Pro Football
Mango
with your hosts, Nick and Jesse.
Bango. You're immediate regret after you have been a bango.
It's like, what am I doing?
Hello, Juice Nation.
Hello, Juice Nation. What's the haps?
What's going on, Jesse? How are you doing?
No, I don't know after that. I don't exactly know. Usually I just give you a point. This time I yelled bango for some reason. To start.
You're just setting the tone, man. Bingo, bingo, bango, bongo.
Wow.
Hey, Jesse!
Yes, Nicholas?
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a natural light. Natter Days.
Oh, but it's a Thursday.
Pineapple lemonade.
Oh, I like the flamingos.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Got the flamingos on the can. That's a neat little can. I kind of dig that. How is it? Not the can, the drink.
It's all right.
It's pineapple lemonade, what you'd expect from a quality company like Natural Light. I like their red, white, and blue edition better, because that is like a blueberry lemonade beer, which I think is elite.
Oh, that was a good one. Damn, son.
I bet last week I didn't even belch.
We did. I think I belched more than you. You started belching towards the end.
Well, because I was drinking champagne. I was technically not, I guess. That's true. That's why. Because I was drinking, like, white wine or whatever.
I know. You know what? When we do our juicies, I'm going to have, Brittany sitting on the couch next to me, and she'll drink the champagne for me. And I'll be like, hey, how you doing? And then she'll all have her belch into the microphone.
There you go. Sounds great.
She gets some mean burps going, man. They're solid. I'm impressed.
Yeah, Brianna's pretty good as well. She's let loose a couple times.
Good. Good stuff.
Hey, well, hey everybody. Welcome to the Juice Nation, like, once again. We did it. We thought that perhaps both of us should go shirtless for Jason Kelce. Much like Jason Kelce.
You really got a Kelce-like vibe going with the beard and a similar haircut.
Yeah, I could be a Kelce brother. I mean, judging from what he looks like with his shirt off, I could definitely pull it off.
That was my favorite part of all the football games.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Did you read the someone asked him about that? No, it was in his podcast where he like went in there and told his wife as soon as they saw the box, he's like, I'm going to jump out of that window and celebrate at some point. And she's like, don't you do it.
It's funny because they later on in the game, they showed Taylor Swift out there getting choked out by, I think, Brittany Mahomes, getting like shook or whatever, because it was exciting. But then you could still see Jason Kelce in the back, like up a tier, and he was still not wearing a shirt. He was just like not wearing a shirt. he just decided there's no shirt. There, I also saw that he posted either an Instagram or whatever, or an X or whatever the hell kids are doing these days. That showed a text message between him, his mom, and his daughter, where it says "Dad showing his boobs" or something.
Yeah, the clip that M sent me about their podcast kind of makes me want to listen to their podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it's pretty good, but you know, the whole like Travis Kelce glow up thing. It happened in the last couple of years where he's been on like commercials nonstop, and it kind of makes you turn on him a little bit. But his brother is just like a down to earth dude. And I think he is too, basically. It's just that, you know, he's getting money now.
Yeah, I like Jason Kelce.
Yeah, I like them both. Fuck it.
I don't really have anything against Travis Kelce, except for the fact that he's everywhere, but he is also the best tight end in the NFL, so...
Yeah, I mean, so they showed the clip of... Okay, actually, there's someone behind you.
Oh, God, now I got a fucking shit! Oh, man, I pooped a little... Oh, boy.
For the...
Hey, did you know he shaved off his facial hair? He's definitely creepy now. He's extra creepy.
Oh... I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even feel his scruff tickle my neck when he leaned in and he said, "Nick." Oh, God. Nick. Kremit?
Did you just call me Kremit? Oh my God, that's a classic. Holy crap.
Oh, it is. It will forever be funny. Ugh. Golly. Anyway, alright, let's get this shit over with so he flim-flamming leaves.
Uh-huh, okay.
Let's see. My Brandon McManus man of the hour is Lamar Jackson.
Hey, nice.
He's the best quarterback remaining right now. Oh fuck, sorry, there's Mahomes too. Oh man, it is gonna be a good AFC championship game.
Absolutely. I think it's gonna be overall just like a fun weekend of football.
Yeah, it depends how the who's your Brandon man anyway?
Oh, the only reason I even thought of it is because I wanted to make Jason Kelce my fantasy man of the hour.
I almost went with Raheem Morris, but that just happened today.
Did he?
He's the Rams defensive coordinator that just got hired by the Falcons right. over Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I saw that. That's wild.
Yeah, so like either Belichick's just like people don't want to work with him or I guess there was I think Arthur Blank or whatever said that there were extra hurdles with Belichick. So I wonder what that means.
Well, I think he wanted too much, too much control, I think, is my guess.
That would not surprise me.
But, you know.
Why he wouldn't work in Dallas.
It's probably why you give it to him. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he has won a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah. A few, yeah. so there was also, let's see. Oh, the other big news is that Jim Harbaugh is going to coach the Chargers now.
Yeah.
That's pretty big news.
That's a good get for the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how he does. I'm curious to see if that roster is good or bad. Because I have a feeling that they're very good.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to do anything. It's weird though, because I feel like originally under Brandon Staley, they kicked ass. Like when they first got Justin Herbert his rookie year, the next year or whatever, I feel like they were doing very well. And then all of a sudden they just can't do anything and they suck.
Yeah. I think it's just a coaching thing. We're going to find out. I mean, like, Harbaugh turned the Niners around, and the only reason he left the NFL is because of the GM. Or is it the owner? If Scott's on, he can clarify this for us, but I don't know if anybody but me is watching this thing.
Well, very cool, you guys.
Looks I know. Like
our fans are coming out full support tonight.
It's going to be a lot of jerk crying tonight.
Yeah. The Panthers are hiring Dave Canales. He was the Buccaneers offensive coordinator. So basically the Buccaneers just lost everybody, huh?
Well, has Houston Texans offensive coordinator gotten hired anywhere? And neither is the Lions offensive coordinator.
No, but you got to think that the offensive coordinators going somewhere.
Yeah, but what jobs are remaining? Washington and...
Washington, yeah.
There's one more. Seattle.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Seattle. Tennessee hired someone, yes? Or did they not yet?
Was it one of them... was Tennessee the one that hired the Bengals offensive coordinator? You know what? I'm going to just look this shit up. Might as well, huh?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't really care. When it comes down to it, Eagles are hiring Vic Fangio. That's kind of a big get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was he?
God, that is a great question.
I know he was a defensive coordinator for someone.
We're killing it on this week's podcast.
Oh yeah, we're basically fanatics that know everything. Dolphins. He was a Dolphins defensive coordinator.
So I wonder why he decided to go from Miami to Philly.
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he can win a Super Bowl there. I don't know. Huh. Vic Fangio's all over the place. You know, these lava lamps, I have a lava lamp behind me that I just turned on before we started the podcast. They take a while to, like, warm up, actually. We don't even see any bloops back there yet.
Oh, I know.
No bloops.
It's usually about, like, an hour before it really starts doing stuff.
It's weird, though.
Dave
so,
McManus.
I mean, yeah, I mean, is... So what do you think Bill Belichick does now? Nothing?
I don't know. I bet he takes the year off. He tries again next coaching season.
You think he just travels?
Maybe.
Just take off.
Why wouldn't you take a year?
Just take a year off and travel, dude. Probably because his all his kids are now like old, and it's not like, oh, I want to make sure that I spend some time with my kids, or like that you blew it. Actually, no, because his son was like what, the offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator? And he was all weird.
Gosh, I don't know. I got a little distracted trying to look up stuff. Yeah.
Stephen?
Okay, yeah, so Bobby Slowick hasn't been hired anywhere.
Yeah, Stephen Belichick, he was like, he's got a mullet and a beard.
Steven?
And he is he's a linebackers coach, for the Patriots. I don't know if he is anymore, but like he was on the sideline, like going nothing. You don't remember that?
No. No. Anyway, sup. Okay, I need to get back and focus.
Look.
Focus on this. I was looking at coaching stuff to figure out if there are any, like, other... Yeah, there's still four coaching spots available.
Look at your television.
Nope, there are only two coaching spots available. Look at my television.
If you're watching the stream.
Oh, I do remember that!
Yeah, remember he was, like, being all weird?
Yeah. Yeah, he loves sticking that tongue out.
Yeah, like, just, I don't know.
Also, I really hate that the mullet came back.
Yeah, the mullet is disappointing.
It is awful.
Do y'all think Steve Belichick got a lot of hugs as a child?
I doubt it. Yeah. So there was some football this weekend.
Sure was. Sure was.
Oh, hey, had we started our full league with Michael and Scott and Madden at this point last week?
Yes, we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, so Scott and I tried. We did the cross-platform.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Playing each other the other day. He was on the PlayStation, I was on the computer. And it actually played pretty flawlessly. It was so fun, but every single one of our passes were short or behind us, and it was interception after interception, and by the end of the game, Scott had thrown 7 picks. I had thrown 5 picks.
God.
It was awesome.
What is with that game? So, I mean, I remember when we first started playing Madden, I remember throwing a lot of picks. And then it just stopped happening, and I started scoring like 70 points a game. And this was on like all Madden, right?
Yeah.
Now, I do know that there's a setting in like the league settings that you can set speed matters. So like you can set the level of, like, if this corner is rated an 85 and your wide receiver is a 99, you're going to torch him.
Yeah.
Like, in speed. There's, like, a sensitivity setting for that.
Wow. All right, I want to fuck with that.
I want to take it and make it the most realistic as possible is what I want to do. Because I have these guys who are just blazing fast that they're just, like, running a route, and the corner is sitting right there with them. And then when I think they have, like, a yard of space, I throw it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the corner gets 5 times as fast, and at the last second jumps in and either intercepts it or slaps it away. I'm like, that's not how it works.
I know. They're like, I'll throw the fucking ball to Josh Reynolds or Williams, and I'll just be like, oh, this dude's gonna torch him, and he's got to step on it. I'm like, boom! And then all of a sudden, he's like, wait, how is he catching up with that guy? No! And it's just swatted down. Luckily, I don't throw a ton of picks with Goff. I did throw 2 in the game I played before this.
I will say that I played 1. So here's some backstory. I started with the Las Vegas Raiders. I immediately moved them to Honolulu and made them the Aviators. I immediately jettisoned Jimmy Garoppolo, but I was trying to find a young quarterback that I could make a starter or develop, right? Mm-hmm. I ended up picking up Mac Jones. And I'm like, he's still got like, not a superstar rating, but the silver. So he can develop quicker. Yeah. So I'm like, great, I'll just do that. I played 1 preseason game with my roster to see how it was. And he threw like 7 picks, no touchdowns, and I got demolished. And I was like, oh my God. So I sold my soul for Tua. I like gave up. Wait, I think we talked about this.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I gave up multiple picks. And then during that, he was still doing that. It was the same. As many picks because I just said fucking start running it. But like something's off. Because he's doing the same crap that Mac Jones was doing. And it's exactly how I just described it. So, I don't know. Something's got to change because this is pissing me off. So I guess lots of long way of saying I got better by running the ball a piss load. I ran the crap out of it. And then either that opened up the passing game or I just like started to get better at shorter passes. I don't know what happened, but I haven't thrown interceptions either.
Okay, so you're doing better now.
Yeah.
That's good. We, so after this, after we advance next, you and I play each other.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
You want to sim it?
Fuck no.
Man, it scares me.
I don't want to sim that shit.
I think whenever Mike and I play each other, we always sim it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Even if it's like playoff games, we always sim it.
That's not as fun.
No, it can be, though, because it just takes a lot of stress off. And whenever I play somebody and I don't know, I don't like to hear the stress from the other line.
That's understandable. We don't have to. We don't have to. Nice. We don't have to chat while we do it.
We should though. So here I found a thing about the coaching carousel. Just to tie up a loose end. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh. Commanders, nobody. Falcons, Raheem Morris. Panthers, David Canales. Patriots hired Gerard Mayo. Raiders signed Antonio Pierce, as they should have. Seahawks are still open. Titans hired Brian Callahan.
I don't understand what the Titans are doing. I don't really know how that's...
Brian Callahan.
I don't really know how that's an upgrade, unless they just were tired of a defensive mind and wanted an offensive mind.
Who knows, dude?
I don't get the NFL.
Yeah. It's hard to find someone who'll stick and be good.
Yeah.
A lot of coordinators... I don't know. A lot of coordinators, like... I mean, to be honest, he was the Bengals offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
The Bengals weren't very good on offense this year.
No. Yeah, I don't get it. The only thing I can think of is just people are trying to get under the Sean McVay Shanahan tree.
Yeah, man, everyone's grasping at that. I mean, even my coach is from McVay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I must say, I'm very happy with our head coach. It just seems like a very awesome culture.
Yeah, well, LaFleur is from McVay.
Yep. Here, you want to hear some fun stuff?
Yeah, always.
I missed it exactly what it said, but Hunter Renfrow was paid a lot of money this year and didn't have a lot of catches, so it calculated out that he made like $650,000 a catch.
Golly.
And then here's another one I just found that said Odell Beckham Jr. was paid $15 million this season and finished with 35 catches, and that's $428,000 a catch.
Wow. Shit. We really picked the wrong career, my friend.
Well, I think nature picked that for me, but yeah. Yeah, I don't think I really had any say in it.
Well, with that attitude.
Well, I think about it. It's like I just wasn't gonna up and go, I think I'm gonna be really good at football now. And try real hard. Even if I tried real hard, there's no way.
Oh, man, here's a weird one. The 2013 Washington coaching staff now has 5 NFL head coaches. Wait. And there could be a 6th.
Who?
Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris, and Bobby Slowick were all on the same coaching staff in 2013.
Good God.
That's... fucking bonkers. Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so if Bobby Slowick gets a game, if he gets a job, then yeah, it would be every single one of the coaches.
That'd be weird.
That's fun.
I was perusing an article about who the next player coach could be, and it had people like Calais Campbell, Bobby Wagner, Cameron Jordan, but then one on here that surprised me a little bit was Kirk Cousins.
Really? All these people are still playing.
Yeah, exactly. But who's going to be the next Dan Campbell, they said, like former player to you know, become a hot head coach.
Not Kellen Moore anymore, huh?
He's already a coach. That doesn't count.
Oh, okay. You said head coach, right?
Well, no. It just who in the NFL currently can go on to become a coach? Like,
oh, okay. Nice. but Kirk Cousins, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess because he makes good speeches.
Oh, shit. Nailed it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my mouse is fucking up. I just want to go there.
There ain't no news, dude.
Yes, okay. So, I wanted to go over the NFL award finalists that came out yesterday.
Okay. You know what? If you're going to do this, why don't we just do the juicies now?
No, I was just going to do the finalists. It's like the five in each one.
We don't but then it'd be like, I agree and don't agree and...
No, we can just be like, oh. I mean, you can still say I agree or disagree. You just don't have to say, oh, yeah, it's going to be that one.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
All right. We're going to start with the most valuable player.
That's the one.
Can you? Oh, shit. Well, the whole thing's off. Fucking end the podcast. God damn it.
All right. This is fun. Usually I'm reading things to you. You read something to me.
I know. Okay. Ooh.
Usually at this point of the podcast, you can't read anymore.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to read them off. I'm going to have you try to guess some of them. So,
okay.
Try to guess the top five. Do you want any of the positions?
Of what?
Of the most valuable player.
Okay. If I get stuck, and we're doing the top five, right?
Yep. I got
In no particular order.
Correct. And these aren't in any particular order. I think they're like alphabetical.
Okay. I'll ask for hints along the way if I need them. Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
I'm out.
No, you're not. Come on. I can see it on your face. You're just fucking with me on that one. I'm out. That's it.
Well, gave it the old college try.
Man, you did not do well in college, did you?
I did enough. Patty Mahomes.
Nope.
Not Patty Mahomes.
Nope.
That's interesting.
I know. But he kind of had a shit season.
Okay. I have to look at teams, otherwise I'm gonna be fucked.
Okay, that's fair.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill.
Nope.
Tua.
Nope.
Fuck. It's always quarterbacks. I want to say, God, are there any, is Jared Goff in there?
Nope. But you are right. The last two are quarterbacks. You named the only running back that was on.
Oh, okay. So there's still quarterbacks and it's none of them that I listed.
Yes.
Good God. Okay. So,
Scott's going to be a little insulted. I mean, I'm a little, I'm not that insulted.
Brock Purdy.
Yep. I love the sound, the tone. Brock Purdy.
Well, I mean, you gave me a hint that made me realize what I was missing. It's not Jalen Hurts, is it?
No.
Is it CJ Stroud?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not. I'm really surprised you haven't gotten this with as many times that they said that this person was in the
right. Did I say Josh Allen yet?
No. Yes, you did. He's on. He's on the list.
Or did I say Jared Allen?
But this person wasn't. This person was having an MVP season.
It's not Baker Mayfield.
No.
Jordan Love.
No.
What the fuck? What am I missing?
It's Dak Prescott.
Oh yeah, nah.
I know. I don't believe it either. But still, like you put Tua over Dak.
I don't know.
All right, offensive player of the year.
You've got a combination.
You got three different positions in this one.
Okay, Tyreek Hill's in here.
Yes.
Christian McCaffrey's also in here.
Yes.
Then I'm assuming if he's in it for MVP, then Lamar's also in this.
Yep.
Brock Purdy?
No.
No Brock Purdy.
You have two left. You. I'm surprised how quickly you got to the three. Well done.
Well, Okay, now we're going. Oh, and the two that are remaining are quarterbacks. Yes.
No. Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
They're on the same team.
They're on the same team.
Yes.
Is either one of them a quarterback?
Yes.
Hmm.
He's thinking. He's thinking.
Is it Jared Goff? Nope. Oh God! It's okay. It's Dak and CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
I don't know why I didn't go there first. I knew that CeeDee Lamb was having a great year too. So that's on me.
I am having fun with this. This is fun being on this side of the question. All right.
I'm sweating over here.
Well, you're wearing a sweatshirt.
I know, but it was cold.
All right. Defensive player of the year. You got 5.
I'm going to be real bad at this. Miles Garrett.
Yes.
I want to, but don't want. Oh, Max Crosby.
Yep.
I want to, but don't want to say TJ Watt.
Yep.
Really? Okay. Because he got kind of injured at the end there.
Man, nailed the first three.
I'm gonna flail a little bit starting here, I think.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
The next two are on the same team.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott.
Yeah, did it. Is it Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence?
Half right.
Okay, so Micah Parsons.
Yes.
It's Bland.
Yep, De'Ron Bland.
Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah, that is the section so far where, like, when I've been going through these, there isn't like a clear front runner, because those are five like pretty good options to choose from.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's gonna go Myles Garrett, but I really enjoyed what Bland was doing, like just pick sixing like crazy out of nowhere.
Yeah, he only got a shot because Diggs got injured.
Right, and it's exactly what Diggs did the year. Was it the year before? The year before that.
The year before.
It wasn't pick sixes, but like Diggs was going nuts, getting interceptions like crazy. All right, cool.
Nice work. You busted that out pretty well. All right, man. Offensive rookie of the year. This one's another one of those where I'm just like, I don't really. I mean, like, you kind of know who it'll probably be, but there was a lot of good rookies this year.
I don't even know if I'm going to be able to name that many rookies. CJ Stroud.
Yep.
God, I always go to Dave. Was it David? Archan or Archain from Miami, but I don't think.
Oh, Achane.
Yeah, Achane.
Devon Achane.
Yeah, that guy.
He is not
right.
And I think that's. I wonder if that's because he was injured for like 6 games.
Yeah. I mean, when he was playing, he was freaking lightning. But yeah, I get that.
They also had Ray. Raheem Mostert.
Puka Nacua.
Yep. Only wide receiver on this list.
Only one you need. That guy was fucking crazy.
Well, like, I'm a little surprised. Well, I guess Tank Dell got injured too.
Well, actually, like Jordan Addison did really well too as a rookie, to be honest.
Yeah.
Especially without fucking Kirk Cousins for half the year.
But Puka Nacua did break a record.
Puka Nacua put up like veteran wide receiver numbers.
Oh yeah,
he looked like he'd been in the league for years.
I had him in a league, and I would get. I got really sad when Cooper Kupp wasn't injured, because it meant Puka wasn't gonna get as many targets.
Right, which is weird because most people would be like, "Oh man, Cooper Kupp's back! Yay!"
He was all right this season, but he wasn't as. I don't think he was as productive as Puka.
Oh no, he wasn't, because he was still injured for half the season. Excuse me.
All right. Anyway, you got Puka. You got 4 more.
No, I got 2 more because I said CJ Stroud.
You said CJ Stroud. Yep. You're right.
okay. Maybe I should ask. Are there any more quarterbacks?
No.
I didn't think so. Running backs?
There are two.
Jamar Gibbs.
Yep.
Or Jameer?
Jameer. I don't know. I don't, without asking him personally, I couldn't Gibbs. Tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that he's good at running the football.
He had a little bit of a slow start because David Montgomery was killing it, and then Montgomery, in classic Montgomery fashion, got injured.
Gibbs was injured too for a little bit, and then Jameson Williams
trade off injuries. I'm shortening injuries to injuries.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that.
trying it on for size. So far, it fits.
I can't remember. Is the rookie play for the Rams?
No.
The running back?
I can't believe you. There's a player that I figured you would have, like, aside from CJ Stroud, said, like, right off the bat, being from, like, where the.
Oh, God! Sam LaPorta.
Yeah. Yep.
God. Idiot. Oh, man, I opened up a beer when I had a beer over here open.
Double fisting those beers, bro. You're going to be Jason Kelce here in no time.
Yeah, I am. All right. It's not like I haven't been. I'm older than he is, by the way. Both of them, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
The reason why I say that, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's in his 40s.
Well, I'm Jason in my 40s.
Yeah, you don't really look like you're in your 40s. I'd still say you like look like you're 38, 39.
I think he's 38. Let me see. 36. He's 36 years old.
Oh, man. He looks older than 36.
Yeah. Travis Kelce might be older than him then.
No. Travis is younger.
34. 2 years. The same age as Taylor.
I will slap you. I'll mention Taylor Swift again. Anyway, name your fifth player who also happens to be a running back for a team that was just awful.
For a team that was just awful.
Not named the Bears. Or the Jets.
Oh.
They just hired a new coach.
Oh, God. People, I hate this kind of thing because I can just picture people screaming at my face from their computers.
They had a player with who got to play in the same as his name in the same city as his namesake.
What? Jimmy Arizona?
No, sorry, not. He went across. He went to another country and played for his namesake, in his namesake land.
Tommy Ireland?
Drake London. It's Bijan Robinson, man.
Why would you say Bijan Robinson if... Why would you say Drake London if it was...
Because I was getting there in a very long way. I said he plays for the same person.
I was never going to get there.
Yeah.
First of all, I thought Bijan Robinson was a rookie last year, not this year. So I'm way off.
I'm a little surprised he's on that list because... The Falcons weren't very good.
I get him and Brian Robinson, I think, screwed up. Brian Robinson was the rookie last year who got shot in the leg. Mm-hmm. There was a very funny internet thing that I saw that said that had a picture of Brian Robinson on the top, and it said shot in the leg, missed 4 games, and then on the bottom it had Michael Thomas, and it said turf toe, out for the season. I was like, I don't know. That tickled me because, Michael Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah. Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Nope. not even going to attempt. Is right. Derek Stingley in there?
Nope.
Then right. I'm out.
Yeah. We'll just go Will Anderson, defensive end for the Texans. Jalen Carter, defensive tackle for the Eagles.
Jack Campbell.
Joey Porter Jr., cornerback for the Steelers. Kobe Turner, defensive tackle for the Rams. And Devin Witherspoon, cornerback for the Seahawks.
Those were the five that I was going to say. That's oddly enough.
Nope. comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year. I always have to like look up who was injured last year to remember this kind of shit.
Yeah, not all these people on this list were injured. They just sucked.
Oh, I see. Who was good out of nowhere? Duncan, is Bryce Hall on there?
No.
Bryce Hall, I mean.
Yeah, who's Bryce Hall?
Yeah, I don't know. Duncan. Is Jared Goff on there?
No.
He was all right last season.
not one of these players. All of these players were on teams that were in the playoffs, but none of these teams are still in the playoffs.
Baker Mayfield.
Yes. And we've got three other quarterbacks.
Three other quarterbacks.
And they all played in the playoffs.
We're not going to say Joe Flacco here, are we?
Yep.
Really? How many games did he even play?
Six? Something shit like that? Eight, maybe?
That's not good.
Yeah.
And we're not saying Jordan Love here, are we?
No.
Okay.
Two of them I'm just a little surprised by.
Okay, so how many quarterbacks did I list already?
You've named Baker and Joe Flacco.
And there's another one.
You've got two more quarterbacks who...
Two more quarterbacks?
Yeah, both lost in the first round of the in wild card weekend.
Oh, Tua.
Yeah. Yep.
Dak? Is Dak on there?
No.
I'm sorry, that probably hurt a little bit. No, Matt Stafford?
Yep. Dak is would be most disappointing playoff appearance.
That's it though, right? Did I name them both? Okay.
Yeah, you got almost all of them. There's a safety on here who could probably go around and be like, "Hey, do you know I died once?"
Oh yeah, Hamlin.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I kind of feel like you have Hamlin on that list. Well, like, well, you know who's going to get the comeback player of the year. Like, it's a dude who died on the field.
Yeah, it's funny how you're like, I'm kind of surprised who's on this list. Because they made it that way just so they could put Hamlin on there and be like, it's Hamlin. I mean, it's obviously
Hamlin. I know, and then Hamlin will get a standing ovation and shit.
It's like, what do I got to do to get an award around here?
Oh,
die on the field.
I'm never going to get defensive player of the year. Ooh, I wonder if I can get hit just right to get my heart to stop.
Ugh.
Bad line of joke. I should probably stop. Okay.
Nah, it was coach fine. He made it.
Coach of the year.
Kevin O'Connell.
With a bullet. How did you know?
How did I know? That's a great question. He's not on there, is he?
No.
I didn't think so. McDermott, right?
No.
Harbaugh?
Yes.
Dan Campbell?
Yes.
LaFleur?
No.
Oh my god. I'm absolutely blanking on the 49ers head coach name.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanahan. Ugh, god. Is McCarthy on there?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Come on now.
Oh, Mike McDaniel?
No.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Andy Reid.
Nope.
Kevin Stefanski.
Yep.
Oh fuck! Who's the head coach of the Texans? Oh, it's Bill it's
I took that from you.
It's oh, I didn't hear you. Perfect. He's a he's a former player. Mm-hmm. Oh Blame god. Banger. Yeah, and all I can think of is Antonio Pierce now. Tomorrow, Eco Ryans.
Yes.
Is that it?
One more.
One more, really? Okay. Raheem Morris. Third. No, fucking. The head coach of the Bucks.
Todd Bowles.
Yes. No. I get those two confused all the time. I don't know why. And it's shut up. Like, look, all right, there's plenty more, but it's just specifically those two.
Dan Campbell. Let's move on.
No, what? I said Dan Campbell.
Oh, okay, then I forgot. This whole conversation didn't need to happen.
Oh, God. You son of a bitch. I said Dan Campbell.
It's okay. If it makes you feel better, I don't think anyone's watching.
No, but it's not like it's recorded.
Do you think anybody listens 46 minutes into this thing?
All I'm going to... Oh, God. You know what? I feel like if I keep talking, I'm going to dig myself into a deeper hole that I don't want to be in.
Oh, God. Okay. Coach of the year. You know what? I'm just going to run through this because you won't get any of these. That's not true. You'll get two
Where?
Of these.
Who? What?
Assistant coach of the year.
Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Ben Johnson.
Yes.
And then I give up. Oh.
Mike Mc...
Unless what's his penis on the Vikings is on there.
No.
I can't even remember his name. God damn it. What's maybe wrong with me?
Maybe you're thinking of somebody else.
Is it Raheem Morris again? Is it Spagnolo's?
No. Mike McDonald, Todd Monken, Jim Schwartz, and Bobby Slowick.
Which one would I get? Slowick?
You got,
no,
yeah.
No, which Slowick. One did you think I could get?
Slowick.
Yeah, no, I don't even remember that anymore.
All right, well, that's it.
Brian Flores, God. Cripes. I feel like they should have been on there because he should have been on there because their defense from compared to last year to this year was like night and day. It still wasn't amazing by any means, but last year's was like lowest in the league.
Yeah, who was your defensive coordinator last year?
It was another famous old Vic Fangio-esque. The only name I can think of right now is Keenan McCardle, but it was, I don't know, some fucking...
It was like Kubiak, right?
No.
Kubiak was VP or whatever.
Kubiak was there when... Mike Zimmer was there.
Jesus. That long ago, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but I'm just saying. Who the balls was it? Ed Donatell.
Oh, Ed, huh?
Old Ed Donatell. And he's actually, like, well-regarded for his defenses usually, but, like, it was the most frustrating thing to watch because his whole philosophy is bend, don't break. So you could just see people march down the field on you constantly, and then they kick a field goal. And if they kicked a field goal, that was a win.
Yeah, but you also have that – I hate the bend, don't break mentality because you still have, like, if a person takes 9 minutes to march down that field and sure you only get a field goal, you're putting your fucking defense is going to be wiped.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, it's just like, and it's so frustrating as a fan to watch that because, like, you're constantly watching your defense get shredded until it's like you're on the 1 yard line and they stop you. And then what? If they go for it on fourth, you get it on the 1 yard line and your offense is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I guess should we do the games?
How long have we been doing this?
50 minutes.
50 minutes. That's a long time of minutes.
That's not bad for the little amount of content we've actually had.
Yeah, right? It's so few contents that I was like, what? You know? You know what I mean? Okay,
oh,
fine.
Wow, it got real dark in your room. Okay.
That's because I keep switching tabs, and sometimes, like, that's an all-white screen, and this is an all-black screen.
Oh.
See? Okay, Chiefs-Ravens, who you got?
Oh, Ravens. I think it's going to be a really good game, but I'm going to pick the Ravens. What about you? Though it would not surprise me if the Chiefs go back to the fucking Super Bowl.
Some of the stats that were coming out about the time that Patrick Mahomes has been an NFL starter have been blowing my fucking mind.
Really?
Like, in the 6 years that he's been the starter, he has only played two away playoff games, and those were both this year. He usually has the bye week, and he has not missed a conference championship game. Always really? Been in it. Yeah, been in it every time.
That one blows my mind. I had no idea that the Niners, that this is their fourth out of 5 years of the NFC Championship game. I'm getting bored of these repeat teams, man.
Well, you know, it just gives I'm going to go Chiefs. And I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, I won't be surprised if they win. Because it also just depends. The Ravens seem to, they sometimes have a slow start.
The only thing is that this will be the first time they played one in an away game. But yeah, it doesn't seem to have affected them so far this year. Because, I mean, they played in Kansas City. No, okay. He's only been to one away game then, because they played in Kansas City when it was 1,000,000 degrees below zero. People got hypothermia. And then they played the second Blizzard Bowl with the Bills. And they were like, this doesn't mean shit to us, and beat them.
Or the Bills once again.
I lost
the playoffs.
I want the Bills to win at some point. I like the Bills.
It just cracks me up.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know. And what are they going to do? Like, how are they going to get better?
Yeah, I don't know what else they can do.
Exactly. It's like, they're really good now. Like, what do they? I mean, maybe get another wide receiver because Diggs had kind of a down year or whatever.
Well, Gabe Davis is a free agent after the season.
That's not good. They'll probably sign him again. What about? And James Cook had a really good year.
Yeah.
Okay. Detroit versus San Francisco.
Oh, man. If San Francisco plays like they did against the Packers, fucking Detroit, which I think in general, I think I'm going to pick Detroit. They have a, just like the emotion that team's got. They like want to win, and they can will themselves to win. It's just, it's really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was curious if their first playoff win in God knows, I mean, how many years has it been or whatever. They won at home with that crowd the first game, I was like, well, let's not get too hyped up, you know, like, because to me it felt like a Minnesota Minneapolis Miracle, right, where they played that first game and the Minneapolis Miracle happened and all this talk, and they just like just wiped themselves out pretty much of like, because the next game they fell flat. But the next game for the Lions, they came back and did it again.
Yeah, that game was really fucking good, that Bucks-Lions game. I am also, like, I would put Baker up there, too, as my Brandon's man of the hour. Like, that dude, he had a hell of a game, too. Like, I was really kind of rooting for both teams because of Baker.
You know, Baker's kind of like a reclamation project, because I always thought he was a douche when he was with Cleveland.
Same.
And he seems maybe to have calmed down a little bit more. And I you know, he kind of always liked the gunslingers because they make things interesting. And plus, God, watching the beginning of that game, like watching Mike Evans just like drop easy balls was frustrating. Whatever. But like, I enjoyed watching Baker play, which I didn't think I would. Especially at the beginning of the year when the Vikings played him and he beat it and the Bucks beat us, I was just like, fuck you, man. Eat shit. Also, I'm getting real sick, and I've always been really sick, I guess, of C.J. Gardner-Johnson for the Lions. I think he's a safety because he's, like, so fucking cocky and just talks shit all the time. Like, before the game last week, did you hear? He said, like, the Bucks would be really good if they had a quarterback.
Yeah,
you know, like shit like that. It's like, just shut up, dude. Don't be a bit like, I don't know. I mean, it's always going to be there, and corners are corners, right? Like secondary people are like that, but he rubs me the wrong way.
They're secondary people.
Deborah, I made it funny.
All right.
I miss Raymond.
Well,
we did it.
That's our podcast.
We've done it. Just got a text from my wife saying I'll be home shortly. The kids are supposed to be in bed in 1 minute from now. So
perfect timing to end this podcast.
Yeah, probably should wrap it up.
All right, everybody, check out our podcast where podcasts are available, like Spotify.
Yeah, they're on Spotify. Just go there. Apple Music. I don't know.
Tune in radio.
Yeah, check out TuneIn Radio again. Dust off your
Stitcher.
Yeah, dust off your iPods.
Your Zoom.
Your Zunes.
Zune?
Yeah, Zune. Anyway, you can watch. You can tweet us at twitter.com.
At
ProFBJews.
Email us at ProFootballJews. @gmail.com. Hey, thanks to Arcadian Brewing.
Thanks to Smoky Realm Films. My brain is off.
Thanks to Brad.
Thanks to hashtag Brett. Fucking Twitch and YouTube. If you want to see it. Facebook. Peace.
What a...